I'm going to read out of the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. And as they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And he said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Permit me first to go and bury my father." But he said to him, "Allow the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God." And another also said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say goodbye to those at home." But Jesus said to him, "No one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Christianity, I feel we have a problem with our excuses. We're constantly telling those who ask for our service that we're too busy. "I know Jesus says I'm supposed to go do this or go do that, but my life's too crazy, too busy. I'm just not in that right season right now. I've got a lot of things going on. I'll think about it. I'll pray about it." We use all kinds of excuses. But when we said we were going to follow Christ when we became a Christian, did we really mean it? Or did we just want that golden ticket out of hell? As Christians, we are called to follow Christ. That's what he asks of us. But did we really bargain for that? Did we really want to do that? Or did we want to hang on and say, "Yes, Lord, I'll follow you, but I'm gonna turn back. I gotta go home. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. But I'm gonna come back. But let me first go back and do this thing." Jesus says, those people are not fit for the kingdom of God. You can't go back. You can't go tell them goodbye. You need to come follow me. That's what Christ calls every Christian to do. As Christians, we need to stop the excuses. We need to go and proclaim the kingdom of God. That's what Christ has called us to do. Are we going to go do it? There are tons of people out there who do not know the gospel, who have never heard. Probably your own neighbor. Probably just the guy down the street or the kid who runs by your house every day. There are people all around us at the gas station, at the coffee shop, at the restaurant sitting next to us. There are people everywhere who have not heard the gospel. There are tons of people who need your help. As Christians, are we willing to extend our hands out to others? Are we willing to put feet to what we believe? Are we willing to sacrifice for those in our Christ community, as well as those who are not? Are we willing to forgive an enemy? These are the things Christ calls us to do. These are the things of Christ's kingdom. Are we really willing to enter into those things? Did we really mean it when we'd say, "I'll follow you"?